and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Friday's show. Yay.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Finally did it.
I saw that Instagram did a big purge of bots because I realized my following number went down by like 300 people. I was like, wait, what? Did you notice that?
I was crashing out. I was like, am I being canceled?
I was like, what happened? What did I do? Like, what?
No,
did,
same.
And I was like, wait, what happened? And yesterday I saw that, that they did a huge, so you noticed that your following number went down. That Instagram went through and did a big purge. So, that's maybe why. So, anyways, Mother's Day weekend. Everybody, what's everybody's plans for Mother's Day? Jess, have you sent a gift? Are you doing anything special for Mom over in California?
I got her a gift that I'm going to send her. And I don't want to say it because this goes in the pod. Okay. So, and yeah. she is a supporter, but you do have something coming on Sunday, Laura. I love you.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the vibe. So I'm going to send her something and then we always call and check in.
Yeah. Smart. Charlotte, your mom's here.
Yeah. So my mom loves Afghani food.
Okay.
And we used to go for that in DC, but then the place we went to closed, but we found a new one in Baltimore.
Nice.
So we're going to try that Sunday. And then same thing. I'm not going to say anything else because my mother listens.
Well, but last year it was the karaoke party.
I know.
I'm surprised. Your mom is so wild.
It's like impossible to top. Like once you've done that.
It was so fun.
But we've all just been like so exhausted and busy lately. So
yeah.
Like, let's just have dinner for
a normal Mother's Day celebration.
I know. How lame of us this year.
It's a normal Mother's Day celebration like most normal moms.
We're just tired. We're all tired.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to tell you what, man. Honestly, my head's kind of in a not great headspace. My dad has been in the hospital all week. So he was supposed to go in for a somewhat routine surgery for his prostate cancer. He now has an infection. So they've moved him now to it's actually one level lower than the ICU. My mom's been in the hospital with him. I feel even worse now for Mother's Day weekend. Cause I'm like, we're sending your flowers, but I'm like, I feel like I can do something even better now.
You have
now
to do the humidifier now.
Now it's like even bigger now because
she's got a lot on her plate.
There's a lot because now she's dealing with this. It's got to be like the best Mother's Day ever because I just feel like flowers isn't going to be enough knowing everything she's going through. So, yeah, it's a rough week over in the Yancey household. So, but don't forget your moms, man. Don't forget your moms. And all of our moms listening, by the way. I don't know how you do it.
And other figures for sure.
I don't know how y'all do it. Like when I see moms, like I've got mom friends, I've dated some moms. I don't know how y'all do it. It's got to be the hardest job on the planet to raise an actual human being. So before we even get this show started today, I just wanted to let you know, I hope that you feel so appreciated. And if you do not, just know you absolutely should. And if it's not being shown to you, just know that they'll grow into it.
Also,
these kids will grow into
treat
it.
Treat yourself. Yesterday I was at Good Samaritan Hospital and I met this amazing nurse and she bought some Hokas and she goes, you know what? It's Mother's Day weekend. I'm going to buy this for myself.
Yes.
And she goes, and I'm sending the receipt to my kids.
Yes.
So if that needs to be you, do that,
if
queen.
That's what it is, man. Because you guys, you deserve a ton.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
O's fans, the collectible you've been waiting for. The Orioles are hosting the Tupac Shakur bobblehead giveaway tonight for tonight's game against the A's. The first 20,000 fans to arrive at Camden Yards wearing an Orioles jersey will receive a Tupac bobblehead. It features the late rapper and actor in a black Orioles jersey and a matching bandana holding a baseball bat. So Tupac was born in New York. Obviously, he spent some time in L.A., but he spent 4 years of his youth in the mid-80s living in Baltimore while attending various schools here, including the Baltimore School for the Arts. Bleacher Report named it the best bobblehead giveaway of the 2026 MLB season. So your start time for the game is 7:05 and the gates will open 90 minutes prior. Expect a very long line, O's fans.
Number two.
Uber has announced a new policy with some new features in the app that will allow riders to order coffee and eat food during their ride. It's a new feature called Eats for the Way, and it's exclusive to Uber Black and Uber SUV trips, so you know you got to spend some money there. But if you're hungry or thirsty and you didn't have time to make a detour on your own, you can enjoy some drinks or food on the way to your destination. Yo, can you know how many times, like, after going out, I've pleaded with Uber drivers, can we please go to Taco Bell?
It's pretty smart, honestly, because, I mean, most Uber drivers do both, where they do, you know, Uber Eats and Uber, so it's like, I don't see why you shouldn't combine it. Wait, do they have the food waiting on you when you get in the car, or they pick it up on the way home?
From what I have collected, because this is just a new feature that they literally just announced at a recent event they had.
Yeah.
I think you get it on when you're on the way with them.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, it's pretty smart.
But this is new.
It's pretty smart.
But keep in mind though, you do have to be in an Uber SUV or an Uber Black.
The expensive.
So you are going to be dropping some dough, but at least you can get some McDonald's.
Plus, you know they're going to. It's already expensive. You're spending $200 on this ride.
Yeah.
You know it's a $200 ride. Yeah. Uber Eats is already so expensive.
Yeah.
So just it's for the rich people. Y'all, it's not for us.
Number one.
Britney Spears has accepted a plea deal in her DUI case, pleading guilty for a wet reckless through her attorney after her March arrest. Now, she was sentenced to 12 months probation, a fine, a DUI program, and ongoing mental health treatment with jail time credited as served. Her attorney said in a statement that Britney has accepted responsibility for her conduct, but she is making major steps to implement positive change, and Britney had voluntarily entered treatment before the hearing.
Yeah, right? I mean, this is good. I mean, I will not give Britney a hard time, period, anymore. I don't care what she does. I'm giving Britney only gets positive marks from me. I mean, I'm not going to say that forever. Nobody hold me to that because, you know. But, y'all, Britney has been through so much. This is one of those situations where I think we're going to have probably deal with this with Britney and probably anyone struggling with any kind of addiction forever. If anybody wants to get back on the horse, I will always give them another chance to get back up on the horse with addiction or anything like that. I will always give you another chance to get back up on the horse.
She's also taking all the steps
that
she can, and
it's
also on her own terms.
Yes, no one's making her do it.
And I'm really proud of her.
I mean,
I am really proud of Britney.
I think with anyone that struggles with anything like this, you always have to, like, let them try to do it again. And, like, she's doing it, and she's doing it proudly. So, yeah. Come on, Britney. Let's clap for Britney.
Yay,
come on.
Britney.
Come on. Yeah. That's right.
This is Jess, and that's your top three. Happy Friday.
Do you think breakfast in bed is a good Mother's Day gift? Like, would that be a good thing to give? And, like, we're talking, like, this
as the gift?
Is singularly, this is the gift. Everything that I'm going to mention, singularly, this is the Mother's Day gift. Mm. Is breakfast in bed a good Mother's Day gift, yes or no?
That should be a part of the day, but that's not the
that's
gift.
Not the, that can't be the
I
thing?
Think,
no.
Depends on the caliber of the breakfast.
So if it's, like, multi, like...
Like, if you're going all out, you're like... Chicken and waffles, like the finest fruit salad in America. Like, you spend hours on that breakfast. Maybe if you make it like an experience, but if it's just like, here's a pancake, like, I don't know.
Charlotte got Celsius back today. Charlotte,
the finest fruit salad in America is the best thing I've ever heard.
Charlotte didn't have Celsius all week, and like, she's been a little quiet over there. Now she's got it back in her. She is wild again this morning. Welcome back, by the way, to the show. It's good to have you back. I want to go through a list, and moms, you guys may have to sound off on some of these because obviously this is your day, not ours.
Yes.
We don't have kids, but I thought we'd go through a list of things and talk about, like, are these good Mother's Day gifts or are they lame? Flowers, just flowers for Mother's Day. Is that a good gift or is that lame, you think? Because that's what I'm getting my mom, so be careful what you answer. I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
Wait, like flowers is the gift?
It's the gift, yeah. I mean, what else would you give your mom? I think it's fine. What?
I just...
What's wrong with that?
I just low-key feel like that's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
What? What's wrong with flowers for Mother's Day?
That's, I feel like, again, that goes classic. With breakfast in bed. I feel like that should be a part of the experience. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that can be, like, an extra little sauce on top.
It's $125.
Like the sprinkles on a Sunday. But I don't think that should be, like, the gift.
Flowers and what, then? Like, and a present on top
like
of
an
that?
See, you know how you said and a present? Like, the flowers isn't the present, right? It should be, like, the add-on.
Wow. That's what
I'm
Nancy
again
Nancy's
saying
getting.
It depends on the caliber. Like
$125.
No, if you're gonna get like a floral arch or something, like then that's a gift. But like,
you are wild.
Just a bouquet
today.
Is not giving.
If it's a backdrop so she can do her own photo shoot, if it's a flower wall for her photo shoot that she can do,
yes.
You guys are so crazy today. All right, how about this? And this is sweet. I think this is sentimental. A world's best mom mug.
No!
Is that a world's best mom mug?
If it's not made of gold, like, throw it away.
If it's not like a pimp cup, like Lil Jon pimp cup.
If it doesn't have real diamonds in it, then no.
Perhaps a goblet.
What is wrong with you guys?
Bro.
It's from being around fourth graders yesterday.
Yeah, what is wrong with you
honestly,
guys?
They changed our lives. Yeah. Like, they changed our lives.
Moms, you guys get a sound off on this.
Can you text? Because all these things are
ridiculous.
Like, bro, it's not the thing.
Taking mom to brunch, taking mom out to brunch, is that a good Mother's Day gift?
If it's the most expensive restaurant she's ever been to.
If it's Michelin star, hard to get a reservation.
If it's actually on the set of The Bear.
The waiters sing to you.
And they're cooking. She gets to be part of the show on The Bear. And she's in the restaurant.
That's cool.
Jeremy White is making her meal for her.
I can't even go through the rest of my list.
And she hears heads in the back. Yes.
I can't even go through the rest of this list. You guys aren't taking this serious.
No. You know who's not taking it seriously? You.
No, because the stuff that I have is sweet. I feel like there's some people listening, especially guys, that need help with this kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm locked in.
Okay.
I will say, though, like, not going to lie, the breakfast in bed and the flowers,
I just feel
like that should be in addition to the actual gift. And that is my honest opinion. Brunch, I think it's like, if it's her favorite restaurant and that's what she wants to do, then like, yes.
Now we're getting somewhere. Here we go.
But I don't take back what I said about the first two. Oh, and the mug. I don't take back what I said about the mug either.
A framed family photo.
Yeah, because those are expensive.
Okay. Is that a nice Mother's Day gift to give to your mom? That's what you give her.
She wants it. Can I also say
24 karat gold frame.
But if she wants it, though, because like, could that be a very sentimental, beautiful gift for someone? Yes. But could your mom also look at it and be like, y'all, I see your faces every day. You put it in a frame. You couldn't give me a massage. You couldn't send me somewhere. You know, so I think it's situational because I could totally see one mom being like, oh my God, I love this. And then another mom being like, okay, cool. Now I got to go hang this up and get the measurements and see where I got to put it. You know what I mean?
All right. One more. A handwritten letter to your mom. Is that a... What? Jessica, that is the nicest thing you could do for your mother. A nice, heartfelt letter.
You mean a text that you wrote with your hand?
No, to your mom. From the bottom of your heart. If you take the
time...
That's
what a card is. That's what the card goes inside the gift that you got her.
You don't think that's a good Mother's Day gift, honestly.
You mean a card that goes with the gift that you also got her? Okay. Yes. Right.
Maybe if you write it with calligraphy.
Then that counts. Okay, there we go. All right. I don't know. You're on your own for Mother's Day, y'all. I don't know what to tell you.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
We are going to do a Mother's Day edition of our $1,000 minute. $1,000 in free gas from Royal Farms. And caller number 10, good morning. Who's this?
This is Michaela.
Hey, Michaela, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You did it. You're number 10.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? Whoa. Is that okay?
No,
did you call the right number?
You want to be 10.
You're like, sorry.
That's the number to be. That's the one.
If you want, I mean, you can hang up. It's up to you.
Well, don't hang up.
No, I want to do this.
All right, let's do it.
I know. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Come on, let's do it. All right, Michaela, what's up? This is your moment. Have you played before, Michaela?
Yeah, it's my second time.
Let's go. Michaela knows what's up. Let's go then. Let's explain the rules to everybody else, and Michaela's going to go for you. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Michaela, you ready to play?
Yes.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one, what punctuation mark is used in contradictions?
Explanation?
It's an apostrophe. Dang it, Michaela. Yeah, man.
It's okay.
I see why you're a little nervous coming in, too. We're not going zero today, are we? Damn it.
English class.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
That's hard. Honestly, punctuation marks are hard. All those are kind of hard. I understand. It's kind of tough.
It's okay. We can play for fun. It's Friday. Who cares about this?
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't matter. It's Friday.
Don't worry.
All right. Keep going from there, Jess. Okay. Just for fun.
Number two, just for funsies. What rapper had the hit song Dear Mama?
Do you know?
No.
That's Tupac. Shout out the O's.
Yeah.
Shout out Tupac bobblehead night tonight.
Yep.
Send me your pics because I want to see this thing. Number three, if it's 4:52 now, what time will it be in 1 hour and 35 minutes?
1 hour and You said 1 hour and 55 minutes?
Yeah, we'll make it easy.
It's 627. Yeah, 627. It's all right. Okay. A little math on that.
Number four, what Disney movie features a mother named Sarabi?
That's the Lion King, a throwback for you right there for our Disney kids.
Number five, how many balls are in a set of pool balls?
Pool balls.
16.
I think there's...
Sorry, we're clearly moving fast over here. That's all right. We'll keep going. Six.
Number six, what actress played the mom in Mrs. Doubtfire?
I wouldn't even know that now.
That's Sally all right. Field.
Just say, I don't know any of these. I'll be honest with you.
It's okay. You're fine.
Come on,
girl.
Seven. Let's see. She's going to knock out seven. Here she goes. Yeah. Here she goes.
Number seven, in Yu-Gi-Oh, what items does Yugi wear around his neck?
I wouldn't even know that. Yesterday's round, I would have got.
It's a Millennium Puzzle.
It's okay, girl. Honestly, you got through. That's a win. It's a Friday. It's all good vibes. Happy to be talking to you.
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, Monday we'll come back, y'all. It's a new week. That's what matters. So, hey, thanks for trying. Well, it's all good. Not tomorrow. Monday we'll come back. Seven new trivia questions, $1,000. Royal Farms. We'll see you then, okay?
All right, take care.
Have a good weekend, Michaela. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Megan and Joppa, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology for my friend because she uninvited me for Mother's Day brunch because I don't have kids.
Aww, what? That's kind of mean.
Uninvited? What happened? What's the story?
So my girlfriends that I've known since forever, high school, we've always done everything together.
Mm-hmm.
Last few years, started to have kids, except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for not trying. My husband and I actually have been trying IVF.
Mm.
And it's honestly been really emotional, exhausting.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel like I'm over here being the odd one out now because they've moved on. They're on this new phase. And no one's, like, directly made me feel awkward, like, excluded me before this.
Yeah.
Last week, one of my friends sent me a text for Mother's Day with brunch and details Saturday, and I responded with sounds good. And then almost immediately, he unsent it.
Okay.
And at first I thought, okay, maybe she changed the restaurant or something, like it went out too early, like she wanted to edit it, whatever. So I replied with a question mark, no response.
Ew.
Okay, weird.
Finally, on Tuesday, I texted, like, are we still good for brunch on Saturday? And that's when she told me she accidentally invited me.
Wait, why? Just because you don't have kids?
Yeah. Like, she said it's really more of a mom's brunch.
Well, what? You can't celebrate your friends that are moms? Like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, like,
I agree. Yes. And she's like, I honestly thought it would be triggering for you. And honestly, that makes it worse.
So you can't go, like, to Mom's Day brunch because you're not a mom?
Right.
Okay.
Like, she's deciding for me what I can handle and what I can't.
Versus asking you if this is something you wanted to join.
Yes.
Got it.
And she's like, I didn't want you sitting there feeling left out, which I think confirms what I'm feeling. I am left out. So I don't know. It's like I'm not a part of the group anymore. I don't have kids. I told her I'd still like to go.
Yeah.
I was okay with all of it.
Yeah.
And she told me, like, how about we do something next weekend?
Oh.
So now I feel like I'm in this separate, whatever weird category. And, like, the whole unsending, it makes me feel really hurt. And
that's weird.
Like, it feels a little humiliating.
Well, wait, is that, I don't know how momming typically works. Like, is that a thing where, like, moms are like, well, this is a mom thing, so you can't come? I don't know.
Well, I mean, if it's a friend group, it's not like a Costco card. Like, you're only allowed to be in a friend group if you have kids. Like, that's so whack. I think it'd be one thing if you said, like, hey, you guys do your thing. I'm not really down. But that's not what you're saying. Like, you still want to hang with your girls. Like, you can still celebrate them as mothers. So I think it's weird. Feeling very clicky that she doesn't want to include you versus actually asking you how you feel, what you're comfortable with. That I support, but
that's
I don't
wild.
Support making the decision for you and making an assumption and then honestly just flat out excluding you for no reason.
Yeah, it's the unsend for me that's wild. Like, when anybody unsends a text, you know something shady's going on. Like, it's just not good.
Right.
It's not a good situation.
Right. It feels clicky. It feels VIP. And these are people I've known for forever. What's going on?
Yeah, that's me. That's weird. Well, what do you want? Like, do you still want to go to this brunch anyway? I'd be like, no, I'm not going to go to your weird mom click thing. Like, do you still want to go?
I mean, I've known these women forever. So, yes, I want an apology and I still want to go to brunch. Like, just because I'm not a mom doesn't mean I can't go to a Mother's Day brunch with them.
All right. Well, that's what we'll try to do, is to like get you to this brunch if you still want to go. If you guys have never heard Forgive and Forget before, what we do is we reach out to the person. We reached out to Danielle and we said, hey, listen, there's somebody that wants to bring you on to this segment we do about forgiveness. Would you want to come on and try to figure out who this is? She thinks that it actually is you. And what Charlotte was telling me is she feels very justified in her decision. So maybe when we hear what's going on with this mom click, maybe we'll understand better. So let me, Megan, I'm gonna bring in Danielle. Just don't let her know that you're on though, till we give her a chance to try to guess who it is that wants to try to bring her on today. Okay.
Okay.
Even though she knows who this is, but let's just add some suspense. Let me get in Danielle. Good morning, Danielle.
Hello.
Hi. First off, thanks a lot for coming on today and agreeing to do this. We appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
So I know that when Charlotte set this up with you, she kind of explained the segment. Obviously, we've got somebody on that either wants to ask for forgiveness or ask for an apology. I know you've got a pretty clear or at least a good guess of who might want to bring you on today. So who is that person?
I'm guessing Megan.
So, yeah. So it is Megan. Megan, why are we here today?
I want you to apologize for not letting me come to Mother's Day brunch. Just because I'm struggling to have kids, it doesn't mean I can't come hang out with you all. I mean, I really was not trying to hurt you. I just, Mother's Day brunch is for moms. Like, I just didn't really think that required explanation. We're going to be talking about mom stuff. And I honestly just thought it would be triggering for you. And I don't think you'd want to be sitting there like listening to all this. I know it'd be probably pretty hard for you. So I just thought it would be easier. And I know this is harsh, but, you know, struggling to become a mom, you know, is,
yeah,
and actually being a mom are kind of two different things. Like, I wouldn't invite someone without kids to a PTA meeting.
Well, that's kind of a good point, though. So you're just saying, like, okay, so we're going to just have, like, just this sector of friend group go do this thing because we have all have, like, this in common. Like, for example, if, like you said, PTA, if we all had students in this one school, like, we're all going to go do this one thing. I mean, that kind of makes sense to me.
Every conversation at brunch is going to revolve around motherhood, and I just thought, you know, sitting through all that while struggling with IVF, like, might make her feel really awful. I did kind of send you the text on accident, and I am sorry that you saw that in the beginning, in the first place, so I am sorry.
So, is there in any circumstance now where you feel like it would be appropriate for Megan to be there? Because, you know, that's kind of why we're on the phone. But, I mean, Megan, we came on here for two specific reasons, and what is that?
The apology, and to be included. I still want to be included. Right. Well, I can't. I mean, I'm sorry that you're feeling this way, and I'm sorry that you're so upset, but I can't really make a decision that, you know, for an entire group. Like, we made the decision together as a group. Like, we wanted it to just be for us, you know. So I don't really, I mean, I'm sorry you're upset, but yeah, I mean, I don't really know what else to say here.
Does that make sense to you?
I think it's weird, like, with the point she brought up earlier about, like, not everyone has to do everything together. I understand that, but I think what's weird is they're always doing stuff together. They've always been doing things together, and then out of nowhere, without a warning, you're going to plan an event, and then she sees the text and you tell her now she can't come. And I just feel like Megan deserved to be asked, hey, I get that you are going through stuff, because for some people they wouldn't want to go because it is triggering, and that's fair and that's real. But I just think that Megan deserved to be asked, like, hey, do you want to come spend time with us? Because it's kind of like deliberately making her feel isolated in a journey that's already isolating enough within itself.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's not necessarily true, because we don't always do everything together. You know, so there's two of us that really love hiking, and so, you know, they go hiking together. And, you know, there's a couple of us who do not like hiking, so we don't go. This is not, this to me was no different.
I just think there's a difference between someone not doing something because they don't want to versus being singled out because they're physically unable to do yet. And that feels mean to me.
Are you guys okay? I just don't know how Mother's Day brunch works. I don't understand it. Are you guys okay taking phone calls on this? Because clearly, I mean, you really want to go to this.
Sure.
Here's the deal. A group of women have planned a Mother's Day brunch for this weekend and saying, like, listen, it's just the moms are going to come to this. Megan is not a mom. Okay. She wants to be. She's not one yet. We're wishing you the best, by the way, Megan. And they're saying, listen, until you are a mom, we just think it's best that you don't come because you're just not a mom yet. Does that sound right to you? Like, should Megan be able to come to this brunch? Let's talk to Asia. What's up, Asia? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So I think that Danielle's apology was very sincere and it was very nice. I do think that she just didn't want her to feel upset because she's struggling to have a kid. So with that being said, I don't think she did it to be mean or to hurt her feelings, but I'm also with her as far as different activities. It's like she said, everyone has different activities and theirs is Mother's Day. And unfortunately, she doesn't have a kid. So I do agree that she shouldn't go to brunch per se.
You said you've kind of been in a spot like this before.
Oh, yeah. So my sister, she struggled with IVF as well.
Yeah.
And there's three of us. And then every Mother's Day, I have a big family, so my dad would make Mother's Day brunch. And my sister was unfortunately struggling.
Yeah.
So there's times where she wouldn't come to some of them, and
yeah.
some of them she did come strictly because she's family. She's my sister. So
right.
She
so
definitely felt the type of way. Yeah.
Do you feel like for the sake of the group, it's best if she's not there? Is that kind of like the mentality of it all? Like, where's your take on this then?
For her, she wants to be included, but I think mentally, like, you're struggling with IVF and you see everyone else celebrating them being moms and talking about their kids, it could be a struggle for her. It could be a trigger. I agree with Danielle.
So I hear you, Asia, but she was never uninvited. And I think the difference here is Megan, if Megan said, I don't want to be included, this is triggering for me, I want to sit this out, that's one thing. But I think it was the fact that the decision is being made for her and they're not even being friendly enough to ask her, hey, how are you feeling? Would you like to be included? I think I would find that hurtful if my friends literally unsent right. a text to
it's,
me.
The unsending. The
without
un- yeah.
asking me, how do you feel wrong. About this?
Thanks, Asia. Who's up?
This is Melissa in Dundalk on three.
Melissa, tell us, you know, Megan's like, I want to go to this Mother's Day brunch. You know, her friends are kind of saying, like, we don't think this is the best idea because we know you're going through IVF. We're all moms. You're not. I mean, is Danielle in the wrong for telling her to sit this one out?
I think so, and I'm going to apologize in advance if I start crying.
Okay.
So this is coming from a little bit different of a perspective. It's actually coming from Megan's perspective.
Yeah.
My husband and I struggled for a very long time to build our family. Luckily, we were able to do it through adoption.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother's Day can be very triggering in many different ways.
Sure.
And props to Megan, you know, if she still wants to participate. But I do feel like they should give her an option. And like Jess said, the unsending of the text, for me personally, would probably be more triggering than anything because it's like, oh no, let me backstep because now you're not a mom. And if anybody, and I post this every year on Facebook, but it doesn't matter whether you are a mom or not. If you are a positive role model in a child's life, then you should be celebrated, whether it's Mother's Day or Father's Day.
True.
It doesn't matter because, as the saying goes, it takes a village. And without my village, I would not be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So props to Megan. Good luck on your journey. And don't ever give up hope because eventually you will become a mom how you're supposed to be.
Melissa, thank you
thanks for sharing that.
So much
really
for sharing
that.
Melissa, we
seriously.
Appreciate you so much. And happy Mother's Day.
I think it's a good reminder about what this day, I know it can be really triggering for a lot of people, and I think it's really good to hear that story. So thank you. Who is up, Jess?
This is Katie on 2 in Harford County.
Katie, give us last thoughts on this. I mean, you know, basically her friend group saying, listen, Megan, I don't think you should come to Mother's Day brunch, but Megan's still saying, I want to go. I mean, was Danielle in the wrong for unsending that text and all that?
I think she absolutely was in the wrong. I don't think she is a good friend to Megan at all.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hard journey to be going through. And there's zero empathy from her so-called friend.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, that's just unacceptable behavior from a, quote, friend.
So, I mean, with that being said, I mean, Danielle, how does that make you feel?
Like, do you...
If it means that much to you, like, I'll talk to the girls and see if we can make it happen.
Megan, is this something that you still really want to do? And honestly, people that you continue want to be around?
I mean, honestly, I don't think I want to go anymore.
I don't blame you. This has been kind of chaotic today.
It's been chaotic. Maybe it's a sign of something. Like, I need to make new friends. And yeah. You don't even want to go anymore? No, I think I'm good.
How well do you know your mom? Do you know her deepest, darkest secrets? Imagine having them revealed on the radio. Well, that's a little game that we're going to play right now in honor of Mother's Day called That's My Mama. Jess and I come from very different households. Would you not say that?
Oh, we do. We definitely do.
We have very different mothers.
Different upbringings.
Upbringings, just in general, right?
Yeah, different cultures.
So in honor of this Mother's Day, what we thought we would do was have our mothers confess some of their deepest secrets that we have never heard before, right? And then what's going to happen is Charlotte, our producer, is going to reveal these secrets to us. And Jess and I have got to figure out whose mom was this collectively. Now, some of these may be shocking to us because some of these secrets we've never heard before. Mm-hmm. So can we collectively figure out whose mom this is? Ladies and gentlemen, we call this game That's My Mama. All right, let's begin.
All right. First of all, this mom almost burned down the house using real candles at a Christmas party.
Oh, I think that's my mama.
Why? I feel like that might be my mom because she would feel so guilty about this years to come. But why would you say that's true. I feel like my mom would be sitting on her soul of like, I can't believe I almost burned down my house.
I also think our perception of this game is like, you think they're confessions and guilty, and I'm just like, hey.
Your mom would not feel bad about this years to come.
So maybe not.
I'm going, that has to be a Nancy Yancey thing. I'm saying
confession.
I'm thinking like, if we ask our moms to like tell us their confessions, I feel like my mom would feel like she feels guilty about this years
I don't
later.
Know what my mom has submitted, but I don't think she feels bad about anything that she submitted to. So again, I think both of us have different.
Whose mom is it, do you think?
Maybe your mom.
Okay,
maybe your mom's Christmas party.
We'll go Nancy Yancey. We're going with That's My Mom.
That is correct.
Yeah, yay. Very nice. I know Nancy felt weird about that one for sure. All right. Next okay. mom confession. Here we go.
This mom plucked chickens with her dad.
This mom plucked chickens with her dad.
I mean, I assume you.
Would your, yeah, that sounds like a Southern thing. My mom.
That sounds like a Georgia thing.
Why would your mom be plucking chickens?
There are farms in Stockton. I just don't have a recollection of them ever like living.
I also feel like my mom probably still feels weird about that. Like, I feel like she probably feels guilty about plucking a chicken for some reason.
I think that's you.
That's my mom. I'm going, that's my mama.
That is correct.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, that's my mom.
Wait, is that a confession?
My moms are probably going to be the softer ones. Okay, let's keep going.
This mom attended all-nighter raves.
That's definitely my mom! That's my mom! Heck yeah, that's, oh my gosh, you guys.
Do you see the difference?
That makes sense. You want to know why? Because over Thanksgiving, when my cousin was DJing and we were in the basement, the only two people that were standing up dancing all night were me and my mom.
Yep.
Definitely my mom.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
I had a feeling when we said candles, I was like, it's going to be
I
my
get it
mom.
From.
That's Jess's mom, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
that's correct.
That's Jess's mom. All right, cool.
That's awesome.
Let's keep going.
This one's a little bit tougher. This mom almost got kicked out of confirmation camp.
Oh, I know that's my mom.
Hang on.
I think that's my mama because I don't
so
think
Christian,
she finished.
Though. My mom's so Christian.
We grew up Catholic and my mom.
Yeah. That's true. My mom, there's no chance she would get kicked out.
I think she would have finished.
She would have finished.
I don't think my mom finished confirmation.
Jess, it's got to be
Jess's. I think
that's
my mama.
Jess's mom.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Why do I love this game so much?
Yeah.
What does she do, I wonder?
I think she just chose not to complete the mission.
I love this.
Yeah,
I love this game.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, let's keep on. We're playing a game called That's My Mom. By the way, our moms have confessed some things they've done in their past. We're trying to figure out which mom it is. This game is quite easy, I think we're realizing, between our two moms. Yes. Next mom confession.
This mom confesses that she was walking down the street, being nosy, staring at a couple behind her, when she ran straight into a phone pole and broke her her glasses right in the middle.
I think that's your mom, right?
if we're looking at the...
I'll make the glasses part. Because yeah, I don't think my mom looking, was wearing glasses.
Also, though, if we're looking at like the severity of the crimes...
That was an accident.
Yeah.
She didn't mean no harm by that one. She was just trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, she's that's probably the worst thing she's ever done in her life, too.
I don't think that's bad.
Just being a smidge nosy. I'm going, that's my mom. That's Nancy Yancey.
That is correct.
That's Nancy Yancey. Yeah, let's go. Smidge nosy one time in her life. Broke her glasses. That's funny. All right. Give us two more. But that's my mama.
All right. This mom secretly allowed her kids to sneak coffee.
Is that you?
No, I don't. Okay, I don't know because your mom was so strict on like any kind of like stimulant. You guys couldn't have candy, like anything.
The reason why the confession is tripping me up because the fact that the word allow is I was drinking coffee, but it was behind her back.
I know. And you know,
I was drinking coffee at 6 years old. And like, I don't think she knew about that unless she knew and she just let it happen.
Okay, hang on. Charlotte wants to say something. What? Yes, Charlotte.
Hold, please. Where did it go? I think I might have slightly altered the verbiage. Okay. Let me read exactly what this mother wrote verbatim.
Word for word, because this might help us a little bit here, yes.
Let my kids sneak coffee.
Let my kids.
That's you. No, she didn't let me. Or unless.
Okay, yeah, we'll go.
Wait,
we'll go.
Were you guys drinking coffee?
I can't remember, but I guarantee you're guilty about that if she did. We'll go Nancy Yancey on that one.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
It was me?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So she knew about it.
Yeah.
Me and my papa thought she didn't know, but she just allowed it to happen.
No idea. Wow. There we go.
This whole time I thought Laura that Dutra. She didn't know.
Confession. Well, all these years later.
I actually appreciate that. She didn't put a stop to it.
We were doing so well on that one. That was a hard one though.
Yeah.
That could be either mom. Okay. One more. Here we go. This is our last one. And that's my mama for Mother's Day. Between Jess's mom and my mom, can we figure out which one is which?
All right, this mom built her own BMX bike.
That's my mom.
That's got to be your mom.
That is correct.
That's got to be your mom. There's no way Nancy could do that.
Only one wrong. You guys
crushed it. Wow, I was going to say, we can kind of tell the difference between our
that
two
was
moms.
Awesome.
Hey, we've got the best moms in the world, and happy Mother's Day
happy
to all the
Mother's
moms
Day.
Out there. Yeah, for sure.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Good to let it out.
All right, y'all. So if you've never played Friday Cry Day with us before, first off, welcome to the show. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking us ass. Did I say ass? I think I said ass.
Wow.
Unnecessarily said
there
ass
will be
right
no
there.
Checking ass
don't
during
check,
Friday
don't
Cry
Don't check
Day.
Out the ass, y'all.
Get that out of here.
The game goes like this. Jess is a very sensitive person, and she's going to present to you three stories of why she may have cried this week, all right? You are going to try to deduce which of these three stories was the real cry. Now, sit back, relax, enjoy the tears. This is called Friday Cry Day. Which one of these is the real cry? Here we go. Story number one.
Story number one. So Garage Boy and I celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary this week, and a tradition that we have started is we get tiramisu to have while we watch all of our wedding videos because that was the flavor of our wedding cake. Now, we go to the bakery, and the guy working there was just one of those people that is just like the sun. Like, he was just so cool. He was so sweet. He was so fun. Like, we ended up being there just like chopping it up, laughing, right? And when we go to pay, he just looked at us and goes, "Don't worry about it. This one's on me." Now, the thing about that is that we didn't even tell him that it was our anniversary. We literally were just having so much fun with this guy. He probably was like, "Why are these people getting tiramisu on a Monday?" I don't know, but we had a great time. And I literally started crying because this man had no idea what we were there for or what we were celebrating, but he was just being so kind because he could be, and it was really, really sweet.
It's cute. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks. Again.
Story number two.
Story number two. So Charlotte and I spoke at a school for career day, 3 different classes of 4th graders. It was incredible. It was so much fun. Shout out to Stoneleigh Elementary. Shout out to Miss J. And part of the presentation, we showed a few social media clips from the show. And one of them was from Nieces Know Best. And I picked one where my niece Maya is talking about mental health. And she shares a moment where she felt really overwhelmed and basically how she handled that. And the second that this video started, the room got so quiet and these kids were locked in on her. And they were listening to her and what she was saying. And so afterwards, I asked, "What's something that we learned from Maya today?" And so many hands like shot up into the air. And I think hearing all of these kids and their interpretation of what they learned from her was so special and made me cry because it's just like a reminder that you never really know who's listening or what small thing might stay with somebody. And in that moment, it was definitely with the 4th graders.
Was it weird doing career day when like you're like the person now? It was strange because, like, I can't imagine. It just seems like yesterday, weren't we like the kids that were like, whoa, what? You got a job? That's crazy.
Well, when we got there, I was telling one of the teachers, I was like, I couldn't tell you the last time I was in elementary school. There's like pencils, like the little desks and everything. And it's just so colorful in there. And it was such a special experience.
All right. Story number three.
So Garage Boy and I have this agreement for anniversaries that we don't really do gifts just because we would rather spend on experiences together. So I was not expecting anything on our wedding anniversary, but he comes around the corner with a box and he's like, I know what we said, but when I saw this, I had to get it. And he got me this framed artwork that has like three little map locations on it. And one is from where we met, where we got engaged, and where we got married. And it's all places from back home. So I immediately start crying because somehow my husband managed to basically turn Google Maps into a love letter for me. And it's not just our love story, but it's also just a piece of home for us. Yeah.
Were you a little bit mad though he had a gift and you didn't? That's always the worst because you're like, oh, like no. It's always a little awkward though, isn't it?
No,
it wasn't awkward at all. Because I'm always like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't get you anything.
No, it was like the sweetest ever. It was literally like the sweetest thing in the world.
I
wish
I
got you
something though. I didn't know we were doing gifts this year though. All right, what was the real cry? Mason and Towson, good morning.
Morning.
All right, you got three stories. Honestly, this week, there's a lot of elements here. There's a lot of elements. I don't know if I can give you, I mean, you know, the Garage Boy stuff always, there's a lot. I mean, the tiramisu, the kids, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really guide you in a good direction of which one to go with. Which one's the real cry, you think?
This one was really tough.
Yeah.
I got to go three because I feel like the Garage Boy's gestures just really make Jess cry, like most times.
It's a solid, the way, anniversary, you know, like it's Garage Boy. It's a very nice thing to do. It's a lot. It's
I feel like she downplayed the fact that she didn't get him anything. Like, I feel like, Jess, I feel like you, that would have made you cry more. You're like, I didn't get you anything. This is so sweet.
I know. She kind of blew me off on that. It always feels like something. You don't feel awkward when somebody gives you a gift and you don't give them something back. Like, that's always an awkward feeling.
Supposed to feel bad?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like it's just this weird vibe of when you say we're doing no gifts and then you give somebody and then your partner gives you a gift, you always feel like crap.
I think I would feel like that awkwardness and uncomfortability if it was like a friend or a coworker. But because it's him and I know what the vibe is, and I also just because I wish you guys could meet this man in person, because like, when he says that he genuinely doesn't care or doesn't want anything.
No, I don't think he cares. Yeah. I just think it's always awkward when, like, I think it's more on him than it's on you. Because the agreement was no gifts. Anyway, back to the game.
Tell me you didn't cry.
Wait,
what?
I'm
so sorry.
Let's get back
hello.
To the game. Let's get back. She's like, did I win or did I not? I got things
Mason,
to do today, guys.
I'm so
yes.
sorry.
Was that the real cry, Jess?
Yeah, no, that was definitely the real
okay, there we go.
Cry.
Let's get back to the game.
Yes! Yeah.
She's like, y'all gotta move on my mom. I gotta get to work.
No, it was literally the real cry because they think there's just something about seeing the streets and like the every single location of where
it's
we
cute.
Are from and in our hometown. I was bawling, you guys.
Yeah,
I was
cute.
Crying so hard.
That's really cute.
My boyfriend needs to take notes.
You
hit me up on social media and I'll have Garage Boy send him the link, all right?
What's your boyfriend's name? Mason, what's your boyfriend's name?
Henry.
What's up, Henry? Damn, we're going to shame you right here on the radio. 100,000 people listening right now.
Henry,
what's up?
Get it together Mason.
Wait, what did Henry do for your last, how long have you and Henry been together?
A little over 2 years.
Over 2 years. What did you do for your last anniversary? No, I want
to
know.
Our last anniversary, we went to Slim Chickens because it had just opened in Cockeys.
No, not Slim Chickens.
Well,
and listen, there's nothing wrong with Slim Chickens.
Wait, hang on.
It's a nice establishment, by the way.
Mason, is that where you wanted to go or no?
I was okay with it.
No, that's not the answer I want.
Mason.
No, you weren't.
Mason, what's going on?
And this is what we got to work on.
Where's Henry? Get
actually,
him on the phone.
Give me his number.
Yeah, we gotta call Henry. This is not good. When's your next anniversary?
It's forgive and forget next week. Slim Chicken never again. We're gonna get you on.
And then listen, I want to say something about Slim Chickens really quick because I've never been there before. I'm sure it's a fine establishment.
No,
but there needs to be more than just Slim Chickens going on.
It depends
you know what I mean?
On the caliber of the chicken. I would say.
He did write me a really sweet card.
What did it say? What did it say? I want to know what it said.
That's actually points for Henry.
I want to know what the card said.
Also, though, yes. It would be fine if you were like, no, this is what we should do. Like, I'm hype about this. But that feels more so like a low-key date night, like not the wedding anniversary unless that was your dream. And if it's not your dream, then like he needs to wake up.
Maybe your dream's
okay. We're not married yet. It's
not yet. Okay.
We're not married.
Get married to Henry right now.
No, but that's the issue is you shouldn't have to be married to feel like a princess. Do you get what I'm saying?
You're
so
right,
like
Jess.
He needs to step it up. Honestly, give me his phone number.
It's like the everyday things that he makes me feel special.
Okay, now he's back, baby. We're so back. That's what we love. All right, we're back. All right, therapy session's over. Congratulations. We call this Friday Credit. Bye, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.